What it takes to become successful. You should never compare yourself to any other person. The roots of destruction lie in the seeds of comparison. You see, whenever you compare yourself to another man or woman, you naturally take your weakest talents and abilities and compare them to the other person's strongest talents and abilities, thereby opening the gap of differences to its widest possible extent. Whenever you do that type of comparison, it makes you feel so much less, so much inferior, so much inadequate. This type of comparing destroys a person's self-esteem and their confidence in their own talents and abilities. These kinds of thoughts guarantee you are setting yourself up for failure. Never compare yourself to another person. God divinely designed each person with their own set of gifts and abilities, all of which are different and unique to the specific individual. A human being is a product of his own thoughts, belief, and speech. These are the things that create his personal mental environment. In other words, you become what you think and believe you are or are not. So allow me to say it one more time. Do not compare yourself to other people. There is one comparison that is allowed. It is perfectly acceptable to compare yourself and what you are doing to what you full well know you are capable of doing. If you discover from such a comparison that your current performance is below your capabilities, then quickly do something about it. Do something about correcting the situation right now. Develop the habit of doing your absolute best in all of your efforts towards the achievement of your dreams and goals. That is how you will win and turn your dreams into reality. The Word of God exhorts us to do everything as if we were doing it unto the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Now let's get one thing straight. There is no escalator or elevator to success. One must climb the ladder of success rather than be lifted to the top. For that to happen, here is the secret. If there is, in fact, a secret to success. Achieving your personal success is going to take a considerable amount of time and hard, smart work. To begin your journey of success, you are going to have to first decide that you're going to succeed. That's it, period. You're not going to try to succeed. You are going to succeed. You are in for the long haul, not just a short-term fling or attempt. You will not stop your work ethic unless or until you have finished the job and achieved your success. Following your decision to become successful, you are going to need some internal drive, something that will enable you to develop resolute determination. Such determination will motivate you to, number one, do the required work. Number two, to sustain your efforts through all of the time and work ethic needed. And number three, to complete your mission and achieve your success. There is one thing and one thing only that will provide this drive for you, and that is a mighty dream. A dream so big and so clear and so important to you that you must achieve it. You cannot live without it. This dream, in order to qualify, must be something extremely important in your life that could or should be a reality. This dream must become a need. It must be something that you have to have. It must be accompanied by a growing sense of responsibility for you to get up and get going with a vigorous work ethic so as to turn this dream into reality. Do you have such a dream? Anything less than described won't get you where you want to go. Just remember, You must keep your dream tank full if you expect to finish your journey to success. This is your own personal responsibility. No one can or will do it for you. Now you have made the decision that you are going to succeed, and you have developed a mighty dream to drive you on in the required work ethic. What else is needed to accomplish your desired success? Here it is. To become successful in America, you need two things. Number one, a proven, honest, and legal business vehicle. Number two, the proper advice on how to profitably operate the vehicle. If by chance you were involved with me in my business, then you already have the very best business vehicle in the world. It is proven. It has a tremendous track record of success with multiple billions of dollars in annual sales. It is here to stay. If you are not in business with me, then open your eyes, look around, begin to actively search for a great business opportunity. If you seek, you shall find. Once you have the appropriate business vehicle, all you now need is a good coach, a good mentor. This needs to be a man or a woman, whatever your case may be, who has done what it is that you want to do. This needs to be a person who will freely give you the needed advice and counsel as to how to best operate your business so as to achieve your desired results. Your mentor, when all things are properly in place, will most probably become your personal best friend. Now hear me well. You may not always agree with your mentor. That's okay. You need to have open discourse and good communication at all times with your mentor. But you had better do as he or she directs you to do, or else he or she will not waste their valuable time teaching you what to do. All successful people understand the precious value of time and resources. One thing they will not do is waste their time and money trying to help people who will not listen or will not use the information they are being given. Permit me to remind you, folks, who are struggling with your leadership, talents, and abilities, that as regards your personal counsel time with your mentor, that arguing, judging, criticizing, and being disobedient are in reality all forms of wasting resources. The whole process of achieving success is really not very complicated, unless you make it that way. The more simple you keep it, the bigger and more profitable your business will become. You follow these instructions to the letter. Search out and get involved in the operation of your own business. Humble yourself and find a mentor and follow his guidance. Success is just up the hill. It's not far. Let's get started on the road to your success. Leaders gotta lead.